Zach is it's come down with the flu again, so just had this, but I mean he's come down with it again yesterday, so it's gotten progressively a little bit worse, so hopefully it's a short-term thing, but he will not be a player. We don't believe he'll be a player tonight. He didn't come down today, so we kept him away. Klitsam is on IR and has back issues that have not responded real great, so we put him on IR. My 3 days off were good. It took me a few hours in the evening to try to mull over that, and that was not good. So I moved it over to the next day, the 24th, and I was able to shake it off for 2 hours after mulling it over, and then I brought it back up again yesterday. But I did enjoy a couple of days where I was able to do nothing, and that's what I did. And I'm hopeful that the players were able to do the same and move past it. So we're trying to move past that game. Didn't enjoy it one bit. No, I'm not after them. I'm just moving past that game and trying to move forward in the way that I believe we can play and the way that we have to play in order to have some success. To me, it lies in consistency, both in the team play and the individual play. We need more consistency just in the way we play. When you look at it, you've got one goal games that we've done all kinds of things with this one goal games. We've given games away. We've kind of found ways to lose them. But I still believe in this team. I still believe that we can move forward and capture games and win games. But it's going to take a better, consistent production from all of us. And I think we can be on the right side of these games. And I think we can win games. But we need to be better. We need to be way better. We haven't been good enough. Yeah, no, you know what? I looked back at the Vancouver game and stuff like that, and I don't know that there was really any real breakdowns in the Tanev goal. Like, there are some goals you score, most of them there's a breakdown somewhere, and sometimes it's way before it happens in the D zone. But there, it was just that kind of play. We did the necessary things. Might have been the only thing, might have been if we were able to cut off the pass going from the goal line out to the slot. But in answer to your question, our D zone has been pretty good. Me becomes focus, becomes better individual play, and more focus on other things, not other things in the game, things in the game, like such as the Vancouver game. When you look at that Vancouver game, that game was just, it was being played out. And we played the game pretty good, but there was opportunities in the second where we might have been able to jump ahead. And that's where we have to push forward more. So we have to find a way to get that over the top. We can look back and say, well, we played him pretty well, but, well, that's where we have to learn to put our foot on their throat or whatever and push ahead and push harder to get the goal that advances you in that situation. And sometimes that's how it works. You just have to find those moments to go forward and to get you in a better position. No, I wouldn't say that because when I look at these games, we've managed to give them these games. Like, we've managed to, the shootout one here, that's a toss-up, that one. I think the one previous to that was the one with the face-off in the D zone that we gave it up, Like, that's a mistake that, well, it just happens, Like, is it youth? Maybe, but we've had a couple of breakdowns there, not only just the youth factor. So that was one of the games that we found a way to do that, We have to put experience on our side. We've experienced 39 games of this stuff. So there should be some growth factor in here where we now say, okay, like, enough. Let's go. Let's move ahead. Let's start playing the segment of 60 games, however you want to play them, whether it's 20 minutes at a time, but it's our focus has got to be good, and we need better play from everybody. We're not looking for anything that he hasn't shown us before. He's a good skater, can make plays. He hasn't been in the games, but I think he's been chomping at the bit, so he just needs to bring some of that enthusiasm in the game. And he's played with Buff before, so it should be a decent transition for him. So I don't look for anything more than he has shown us already. He can make plays. Like, when he first came here, he hadn't played in 10 games. So now he hasn't played in 6 or 7, I think it is. 6, so, you know, and he played pretty well when he got here. Well, I don't think it's necessarily the pucks past their netminder that's the issue with Minnesota, the way they've played us. I think, first of all, you got to give them credit a little bit. They've played pretty well during that period of time when they played us. The first one of the games in there, they gave us 15 shots. I think it's the first game of the year. We were not able to create very much at all, but they'd done that to us and to others as well. Their game, they've hit a bump here, so. But one of the things that they had previously done well against us is that their reloads, their back checking was really good against us. If we elected to not be fast through the neutral zone between the blue lines, in other words, get it out of there and get it to the goal line, if we play that way tonight, we're going to have the same problem. So it has nothing to do with goal scoring. It has everything to do with playing the way we need to play against Minnesota. And we have not done that well against them. They force you to play fast, and that means you've got to execute, and you've got to get pucks to the right areas quickly, and then you've got to execute plays. And the plays are simple. We pass up shots against Minnesota that we shouldn't. Why is that? Because sometimes we think we're more skilled than we are. We need to just play the way we know how to play against them and follow the game plan. And sometimes it's not always the prettiest or the best, but it works. And against them, we believe that the game plan can function against them.